Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin about 15 lines down from the top. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I just got a yard site to learn for. It was from February 5th for May Sachs. All the neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we begin the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Another statement Rav Yehuda Omar Rav made. We ended off the shiur yesterday with the statement from Yehuda Merav, how tall and how wide Adam HaRishon was from a lav davke, a literal sense, but from a hashkafic sense, his comprehension of the world before he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, and after he sinned with the Eitz Hadas, there was a diminution in his stature. In any event, so that was a statement from Yehuda Merav. So now we have the Omar, another statement. And this statement is, Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 things that were created on the first day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim. On that first day, Hashem created 10 things. What are these 10 things? Elohim, these are these 10 things. I'll read them all because we're going to translate them in a moment, so I won't translate them right now. Shemayim va'aretz, tohu va'vohu, or va'choshech, ruach umayim, and midas yom umidas loilo. So these are the 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day of the creation of the world. And now the Gemara darshens each of them. Shemayim, the skies, the Shemayim, the heavens, Ba'aretz, and the ground. So where do we see that? They'll say, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim V'Eis Ha'aretz. Very straightforward. The first Pasuk tells us that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Then, Tohu V'Vohu. Now, Tohu V'Vohu is basically translated as chaos. There was total lack of cohesiveness to the world. There was Tohu V'Vohu, just total anarchy, so to say. That was tohu vavohu. Where do we see this? They'll say va'aretz ha'isa tohu vavohu. The world was tohu vavohu. We'll dash in these words in a moment. Again, many of the drushes that we're going to have over here are of an esoteric nature, again, and can't be easily understood. We'll translate the words, but not necessarily fully understand in any way their deeper meaning. So, the next things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created were Or and Choshech, Or v'Choshech, the light and the darkness. So where do we see that? So it tells us first Choshech, Dilsiv, v'Choshech al Pnei Sahom, that there was a darkness over the Tahom, over the depths of the waters of the world. And then Or, it tells us afterwards, he says, Dilsiv, the Pasuk says, V'yom Elokim Yihi Or, let there be light. Then it says, Ruach Umoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the winds and the waters. So the Pasuk says, the Ruach Elokim, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirachethes al Pnei Umoyim, was floating over the waters. So you see over here that there was Ruach and that there were waters. And finally, Midas Yom Umidas Loila, where we see he created day and night. So this concept of having a day and a night, that's the Chsiv. Bayera Vayivoke Yom Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created it into a period of time called the nighttime. He created a period of time called the daytime. Vayera. And then Vayivoke Yom Echad. The day, of course, starts by us at the nighttime. So these are the 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day of the world. Now, what exactly are Tohu V'Vohu? Tohu, we learn in the following braisa. Tohu, this concept of Tohu, is Kav Yorok, not to be misunderstood with the Tav Yorok in Israel, the green pass, but a Kav Yorok, a green line, Shemekiv, that surrounds, encompasses, as Kola Olam Kulo, that encircles the entire world. And this green line, Shemimenu Yotze Choshech, this emanated from it, the Choshech. Darkness came from this green line. Shenemar, Yoshes Choshech Sisro Svivosov. This pasuk from Tilim is darshened in the following way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Choshech, Yoshes Choshech, and Sisro Svivosov. He hid, so to say, in this darkness, and it encircled the world. Rashi adds and explains, we see from here, Lomadita, Shekava Choshes, this line of darkness, Mekiv as the Shemayim, surrounds the skies, surrounds the Shemayim. So that's this concept of Tohu. Again, very esoteric idea. I can't explain it, unfortunately, much more deep. Bohu, what's Tohu Vavohu? So Vavohu is Elu Avonim Hamifulamos. This is referring to, over here, certain types of stones that are wet, Hamishukos Batom, that are sunken into the depths of the water. Shemehen Yotzin Moim, and somehow water comes out from these stones, as the pasuk says. Shenemar, it's the pasuk from Yeshaya, v'nato oleo kav tohu v'avne vohu, and from this HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted over here this kav tohu, this kav of tohu, and the stones of vohu. Very difficult to explain what these words truly mean, other than just translating them, but there are deep ideas over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow his full presence to be seen in this world. There's this choshech that, so to say, conceals HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at different times there are certain revelations, and there are other times that there are much more difficult to see the, so to say, the full force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way on this world. Okay, then the Gemara continues. It says, "Or the Yom Rishon Ibre." You just said that one of the 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day was "Or." Is that really true? It's the Sif. The pasuk tells us, "By Itain Osam Elokin Berukhi Hashemayim Ulsiv Ahiyar Vayvoker Yom Revi," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun, the moon, the stars up in the sky on day four of creation. So how could there have been light before day four? And yet you're telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light on day one. Where was this light coming from, if not from the sun, the moon, and the stars? So the Gemara says, no, this goes in accord to the Rabbi Elazar, like with what Rabbi Elazar said. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Don't Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said a fascinating idea. He said that there's two types of light. There was the light that was created on day one, and then there's the, quote, normal light, the natural light that comes from the stars, from the sun. The Yom Rabbi Elazar, or Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, Adam Sofa, Bomi Sofa, Olam Yad Sofa, that this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on day one, this or that we're referring to, is not the light that comes from the stars. As the Rabbeinu Chananel says over here, Zeh or Shenivra B'Yom Rishon, Hayabo Zihur, Shet Sofim Bo, Umabitin Bo Oro, Mi Sofa, Olam Yad Sofa. This was some sort of a spiritual light that wasn't a real physical light. This is a special light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world, and it allows a person to go and see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Again, not a literal light, but it's talking about encompassing the comprehension of the world from one end of the world to the other end of the world. However, kivan shenistakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dor hamabul u'b'dor haflogah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the sinners. Again, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, when he saw the Rishayim, so he says, this light is inappropriate for Rishayim to benefit from. I have to take this light away. Therefore, v'roh shemaseh emekul kolam, he saw that, unfortunately, these two generations, the examples are the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood with Noah, and then the Dor HaFlogah that came afterwards, that wanted to go and fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tower of Babel generation. So, Migdal Bavel. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that these people are doing all sorts of terrible things. So, Amad Uginazo Mehen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood up, so to say, Kavi Yochel, and he hid this special light that allowed you to have a tremendous comprehension of what the world is. Again, not in a physical sense, but in a hashkafic sense, in an understanding of the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be able to see from one end of the world to the other end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this light away, Shneamar, as the Pasuk says. The Pasuk is from Iyov, and he says, V'yimona merishoim orum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away this light that he created on the first day. No, where did this light go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. He didn't destroy it. So who did he take it away and give it to? In other words, who did he hide it away? Geniza is a storage area. So who is this hidden light hidden for? So Ulmi Ginozo, Sla Tzadikim, La'osud Lobo. This is for the Tzadikim in the future generations when Moshiach comes. So that's when we'll have it. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayalukim Esor Kitov, the Ain Tov El Tzadik. Hashem saw that the light was good. So Kitov means that he's giving it to the Tzadikim. The Tov over here, Kitov, it is for the Tzadikim. The word Ki can sometimes be translated in a number of different ways. So I think it's translated over here as for the Tzadikim. Hashem saw that the Or was good, and Kitov, it would be good for the Tzadikim. And therefore, Shenema, the Pasuk tells us further in Yeshaya, Imru Tzadik Kitov. Go and tell the tzaddik that he is good. At the end of the pasuk, it's not quoted here in the Gemara, it says, Ki pri ma'alaleim yochelu, that they're going to eat the fruits of their labor, so to say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzaddikim this special, unbelievable light that's known as the Or HaGonuz, the hidden away light for the tzaddikim. And Kivin Shiroa Or Sheginozal Latzadikim Samach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this was a good idea, so to say, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy. And all of these are anthropomorphisms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have emotions, and he doesn't see things, and then suddenly a light goes off in his head and says, oh, that's a good idea. Everything is clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't begin to comprehend this, but it teaches us ideas. So the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, and it says, Shenemar or tzadikim yismoch. The light that was hidden away for the tzadikim, kaviyocha made HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. Okay, and this is a difficult to understand concept, but it's not agreed upon by everybody. Ketanoi. This is a fact in Machlokis Tanoi. Or Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Yom HaRishon, Adam Sofo, Mabit Bo Misofo, Olam Yad Sofo. Divrei Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov is the opinion that we're talking about here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this light on day one, and this light had the potential for a person to have a tremendous comprehension of the world, that he would be able to see me sofo olam yat sofo. You can see from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and this light was taken away, and the stars were put up on day four. The sun, the moon, the stars were all put up on day four, and that's the light that the world operates on today, the quote, natural light. So this is the opinion of Yaakov, exactly like we just said. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, that light, that Or HaGadlus, was never really taken away. And that light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on day one was the same light that he put up in the sky on day four. Hain, Hain, both of these lights, the one that he created on day one, and the stars, the sun, the moon, and the stars that were put up on day four, Shenivru B'yom Rishon, V'lo Nitlu Ad Yom Revi. That's the same light. It was created on day one, but it was only placed in the sky on day four. So this is the machlokis over here as to what this light was. Another statement in the name of Rav, this one coming from Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovya Amar Rav, the previous one was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says Rav Zutra Bar Tovya Amar Rav, another 10 things that were created, Basar Devar Nivro Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world using 10 concepts, 10 ideas. What are these 10? Again, we'll read all 10 because then we're going to darshan them. B'chokhmo uvisfuna uvidas, v'cholach uvigoro uvigvura, B'tzedek uvimishpat, b'chesed uvirachamim. These 10 concepts were what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. What are these 10 concepts? So the first two, they're given in pairs over here. B'chokhmah uvisvuna. Where does it say that we were given over here? Chokhmah is wisdom, and svuna, bina, is the ability to understand one thing from another thing. D'chsev, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk that we have also in Mishlei, Hashem, b'chokhmah yosar eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with tremendous chokhmah. Konein Shamayim, he placed the Shamayim Bisuna with Bina. So you see that the world was created using Chochma and Bina. When we see the word Bidas, that's the next in the line. So Bidas, Dilsev, Bidato, Tohomos, Nivko. With Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the depths of the world. He hollowed them out. Nivko means he made them into like a bika, into a valley. He hollowed out the depths of the world to hold the waters. The next two, Bekoach Ugvura. So we see this from the pasuk that we also have from Tehillim. And this pasuk tells us, Mechin Horim Bekoach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mountains with Koach, this concept of Koach. Nezor, he girded them, Bigvura, with strength. So we see these are also concepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Then it says the next one is Bigara. Bigara means like Tochocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was glowering at us. So where do we see this? This is a pasuk from Eov. Amudei Shamayim, the pillars that hold up the Shamayim, Yirofafu, they would go and tremble. V'yismahu migaroso, and they would be in tmiya, they would be in shock from his gara, from his anger, his glowering at the world, his rebuke of the world. The next two are B'tzedek u'mishpat. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu use these midos, tzedek, righteousness, and mishpat is justice, din. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used these principles to create the world? The pasuk tells us from Tehillim again, tzedek u'mishpat, with these two attributes, mechon kisecha, he went and made the foundation of mechon, the bedrock of his chair, of his throne. Then the final two, b'chesed v'rachamim, where we see that these attributes were used to create the world. Chesed is, of course, kindness, and rachamim is mercy. D'chsev, zuchor rachamecha Hashem. Hashem, remember your rachamim, v'chasodecha, and your chesed, ki mi'olam hema, because they were created from the beginning of the world, from the very start of the world. In other words, you used them to create the world. Okay. Another statement in the name of Rav. Now we go back to Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Another statement that Yehuda said over the name of Rav. B'shoah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezolim. At the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hoya Marchiv V'Holech Kishtei Pakios Shosesi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it would be like the when you're weaving something. So you have to throw the threads from one side of the loom to the other side of the loom, and then you raise the Shesi threads, then you raise the Arev threads. The Shesi and the Arev are the two different threads going in the vertical horizontal direction, and in order to go weave another row, you lift one up and you throw the yarn or the wool from one side to the other side, then you lower that, the first one down, and you raise the other one up, so it creates the weave, and you throw it back the other way. This is where we get the name Masechta from. Masechta, because that's what this is referred to. It's one of the terms for this. It goes back and forth, like a Masechta does. So these Pakios Shoshesi, these balls over here of the threads, they go back and forth, and the world was created like these balls of threads that if this were unraveling. The world is constantly being created until Achagorba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this gara, this rebuke of the world, this glowering at the world. Achagorba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Mido, and it stopped, and the world's creation stopped. Shenemar Amudei Shamayim Yofafu, as we said before, we brought down this pasuk that Eov says that the pillars that were holding up the Shemayim, they became weak, they shuddered, v'yismahu migarosu, and they were in tumiyah, they were in a state of astonishment from his rebuke. In other words, they stopped creating the world. Similarly, v'hainu damar Reish Lakish, this is what Reish Lakish said as well. What does the pasuk mean when it tells us, ani kel shaddai, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that his name is kel shaddai. Pasuk of Bereishis, Ani, I am the one who shamarti that said, Lo olam, to the world, die. Ani, Kel, I'm the God that said, die. Enough. The world was created, and now I'm telling it to stop being created. Similarly, Omer Reish Lakish, Lakish said, Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Hayam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the oceans of the world, the waters of the world, they would continuously also spread until this gara, this concept of gara, the rebuke of glowering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Ashagobar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yiboshu, and they all dried up. In other words, they stopped progressing further. Shenemar, Goer Bayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Tochacha to the Yam, Vayavisheyu, and it dried up. The Chol HaNaharos Hechriv, and all of the waters of the world also were Hechriv. They became destroyed to a certain extent. Rashi translates the word Gaara as Nezifa. Kedamim Lekaman Shigar Bovi Omar. It's an act of, so to say, glowering, and it makes things stop. It's like you stand still in your tracks. That's what it means. Tanur Bani, we learn another Braisa. Beishamayomrim Shomayim Nivru Techila. Beishamay holds that first the world sky was created. Yachakach Nivreis Haris, and only afterwards was the ground created. The sky was created first, based upon the Balshinema, Reis Barukim, Esa Shamayim, and then only the Esa Aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created first the Shamayim, then the Aretz, as the Pasuk directly states. Beisel disagrees. Beisel Omrim, Eretz Nivreis Techila. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the ground, and only afterwards Yachakach Shamayim. What does Beisel base this statement on? So this is also based upon the Pasuk where it says, Shenemar, Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz. First Hashem created Eretz, and only afterwards Vishomoyim. Afterwards he created the Shemayim. So now, Amar Lehem Beisil Beishamai. Beisil says to Beishamai, wait a second, Lidabrechim, according to you, Adam Bona Aliyah, would a person build the top floor, the Achakach Bona Bais, and then only build the house afterwards? How can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Shemayim first, and only afterwards built the world, the ceiling, so to say, of the world is the Shemayim. That's the Aliyah, the upper floor, the attic. So does it make any sense that you first create the attic and only afterwards you build the house? Shenemar, Habone b'Shemayim ma'alosav v'agudosav al eretz yisodah. This pasuk from Amos says that the Shemayim are an Aliyah. They're ma'alosav. And the aguda, all the creations of the world, are in the ground floor, on the floor. So clearly, the Shemayim is referred to as the Aliyah. Doesn't make any sense that you'd first create the attic and then only afterwards create the house. So what does Beis Shammai respond? Omar lohem Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, according to you, what, you have no problems with the Rechem. Adam also says shrafraf. A person makes a shrafraf. A shrafraf is a place where you put your feet up, a footstool. So Rashi says l'raglav. You make the footstool for your feet, the kisei leishev, and then you make the chair. Of course, you make the chair first. And then, depending on how tall the chair is, then you decide what would be the best place and the height to make the footstool. So, Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem, that's where Hashem dwells. So that's the chair, Kaviyochu. And then you have to create the world afterwards. That's the footstool. So all the Moses Shraf Shraf, first the person, when he creates something, so he makes first the footstool, Achakach Osekise, and then afterwards he makes the chair. It doesn't make any sense. Now, where do we see that this is referred to as the chair and the footstool? Shenemar, because we bring down a pasuk here from Yeshaya, Ko Amar Hashem, Shemayim Kisi, that the Shemayim is my chair, V'aretz Hador Magloi, and the earth is where I place my feet, the footstool. So each of them has a reason why they feel the psukim should be darshened as they are. Beis Shammai's reasoning is that first you create the chair, and then you create the footstool. So first Shemayim, They dash in the pasuk Bereishis Baruch Kim Eisa Shemayim Eisa Aretz. So the Shemayim first, then the Aretz. Whereas Beis Hillel says you create first the house, and only afterwards you create the attic, the Aliyah. And that's based upon the pasuk where it says Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz, first Eretz, and then Vishomoyim. Okay. Now there's a third opinion. They were both created simultaneously. And this is based upon another pasuk in Yeshayahu Shneimar. Af yodi yosdo eretz v'yimini tivcho shamayim. My hand made the foundation of the earth, yosdo eretz, and my right hand tivcho shamayim made the tefach of the shamayim, measured out over here the shamayim. As Rashi points out from this pasuk, it makes sense because the beginning of this pasuk was referring to the balls of the wool of the loom that were going in two directions. And this is a reference to, Rashi says, Yam du yachto, they stood still together. Shkiborin v'osim pekios, kamosha amarnu l'malo. That we said before the pasuk, that the balls were unraveling and rolling out and creating the world, and then they both suddenly stopped. One ball refers to the Shemaim, and one ball refers to the Oretz. Again, very deep ideas that can't be understood literally. So the Gemara says, "Nu, what do Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai do with this latter part of the pasuk? V'idoch ma yachtov." The pasuk says yachtov. I didn't read the end of the pasuk. Kori ani aleim yamdu yachtov. What do they do with this yachtov concept that they were created together? V'idoch ma yachtov. So the Gemara answers, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would say, "De lo mishtalfe mihadodeh." That means they were together. There's this concept of Shemayim v'Aretz that's not separate. It's not Shemayim is one idea and Aretz is one idea, and they have nothing to do with each other. No, but they're b'yachdav. They're a concept together. The Shemayim, the Aretz, is one concept. That's what it means, yachdav. They wouldn't translate it literally, so to say, that they were created together, but they're one concept together. Shemayim v'Aretz are two sides of a coin, so to say. Now, Gemara says, but each Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai each brought psukim that seemed to suggest that the Shemayim was created before the Aretz, or the Aretz was created before the Shemayim. So what do they do with each of the other ones' pasuk? So Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would explain it as follows. Kishenivru, when they were originally created, Baru Shemayim, Hashem created first the Shemayim, Yachakach, Baru Aretz. As the pasuk says, Reish Malukim, Eis HaShemayim, the Eis Aretz. It clearly says that the Shemayim was created first. However, the second pasuk that Beis Hillel brought down, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Aretz v'shamayim u'kishenata, when he placed them into their appropriate places, nata aretz, he first placed the earth, v'yachekach nata shamayim, and only afterwards placed the shamayim. By the way, the Gemara says, my shamayim, what does the word shamayim mean? So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, she'shom mayim. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says that the word shamayim is a play on the words shom mayim. That is where the water is. Alternatively, we learn in the following braisa, Eish umayim, that the word shamayim is a play on eish, that's the shin, and mayim, that there was fire and water together. Normally they're antagonistic towards each other, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them all together. Malami shevi'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tarfon zeh b'zeh. Tarfon means he mixes them together, like a beitza trufa, it's like a scrambled egg. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixes the eish and the mayim, the waters and the fires, they're mixed together, v'osu mehen rakia. And in this way, he created the rakia, the firmament in the sky. We dash it further the following. Shaul Rabbi Yishmael, the great Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanah Rishol asked Rabbi Akiva, Shaul Rabbi Yishmael, to the great Tanah Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva the following. Kishayu Mahalcha Maderech, one time they were walking on the road. What do great Tamid HaKham do when they're walking on the road? They're listening to music on their ear pods, right? They're sitting and talking Torah. So they're learning and walking and talking Torah. Kishayu Mahalcha Maderech, Omar Lei, Rabbi Yishmael asked to Rabbi Akiva, Ato, you, Sheshimashto es Nochemish Gamzu, Esrim Ushtaim Shana, you, Rabbi Akiva, were a Talmud of Nochemish Gamzu for 22 years. And then we have the famous story of Nochemish Gamzu. We have the Gemara in Tainus that either came from a place called Gimzu, or this is a reference to his major attribute that he said, Gamzu Lutova, Gamzu Lutova. Everything was for God, that God does to us is for our good. There's a famous story that he one time did not give tzedakah as quickly as he felt he should, and he said the hands that didn't give tzedakah should be cut off, the feet that didn't run to give tzedakah should be cut off, and that the eyes that didn't see the distress that this poor person has should become blinded, etc. And he said each time, Gamzu Latova, every bad thing that happened to him, he said this is all for good. And anyway, this was the great Nochemish Gamzu that Rabbi Akiva learned for 22 years. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, when you learned by Nochemish Gamzu, Shoya Doresh is called Essen Shabbat Torah. He dashed in every S in the Torah. So Rabbi Akiva as a Talmud of Nochemish Gamzu, once gave the answer to Rav Nechudi ben Hakana. Rav Nechudi ben Hakana was a great Tana who darshaned also every S. When it came to the S that was a riboy to include something else, that talked about the awe that you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he couldn't darshan that S. And he said, all the drushes that I've done till now, they should be L'shem Shemayim, but I'm not going to publish, so to say, what I've written, because there's a mistake here, because there's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should have a year or four. And Rabbi Akiva came along and darshan, he said, no, this is a reference to, this S is a reference to Talmidei Chacham. In any event, these Talmidim of Nochemish Gamzu and Rabbi Nechum Ben Akana were respectively Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel said, no, when you were learning this concept of Essen, when you learned by Nochemish Gamzu, so it says, Esa Shabbai and Esa Aretz, so how did he darshan those two Essen? Mahaya Dorish Behen. What was the drasha that Nochemish Gamzu taught you in regards to Bereishis Baruch Hu, Eis HaShemayim, the Eis HaAretz? So Amalei, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu Ne'amar Shemayim V'Aretz, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu just said, Bereishis Baruch Hu Kim Shemayim V'Aretz, right, then what would we have said? Ha'isi Omer, Shemayim Shemo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rechmon Al-Islam, we would have said that the word Shemayim means the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Achshav, however, now that we have the extra word Eis, Shenemar Eis HaShemayim the Eis HaAretz, so we darshan out Shemayim means Shemayim Mamish. It means not that Hashem is Shemayim, but it means that there is an entity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created called Shemayim, and there's an entity HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Aretz, Eretz Mamish. So Shemayim, Shemayim Mamish, and Aretz is Eretz Mamish. Now we turn to Yud Beis Amud Beis. So Gemara says Eis HaAretz Lomali. So then I understand why you needed one ace to teach us that that's not the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you should have said, Bereishis Baruch Hu Kim, Ace Shemayim Va'aretz. What do you need the extra Ace Ha'aretz for? So, Lahaktim Shemayim La'aretz. Rekiva says to him, to teach us that the Shemayim was created first. Lahaktim Shemayim La'aretz. Like the opinion that we had of Beis Shammai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created first the Shemayim and then the Aretz. Now we go and continue. Darshanim Sukim. It says, "Va'aretz, the world, ha'isa so'uvavo. The world was in this chaos, in this to'uvavo, which we explained before. Now, michte. Let's take a look at this and analyze it. Ba'shamayim aschil bereisha. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created first the Shemayim, ma'ishno dekachoshiv, ma'isei eretz. So why does it tell us here first about the earth? Va'aretz, ha'isa so'uvavo. If, in fact, Shemayim was created first, it should have discussed the Shemayim, and only afterwards discussed the Aretz. But here it seems to discuss the Aretz first. So, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, they learn in the base manager Rabbi Shmuel the following. Moshe Lemelech, boss of Adam, this is an analogy to what an earthly king would be doing. Sha'am Aliyavodav, he tells his servants, go, and Hashkimu Lepisri, come and get up early in the morning and meet me at my palace doors. Hishkim, so the king gets up early the next day, and when he goes out to his door, umotza noshim v'anoshim, and he goes and sees all the people gathered there like he asked them to do. So, l'mi mishaber, who does the king extol? Who does the king say, oh, yasha kayak to? L'mi she'ein darko l'hashkim v'hishkim. So it makes more sense that the people that normally get up early, okay, that's their normal way to do things, but the people that don't normally get up early, so, wow, you got up early too? So this is an analogy over here. The men normally get up early, so the king is going to give first praise to the women who normally don't get up so early. So the analogy Rashi tells us over here is that in Dibra Masu Shein Darko Lashkim Hishkim, so Hochanami, the Shemayim, that's a reference over here to the men that normally would get up early. And therefore, the women is a reference over here to the land, the Aretz, and therefore they don't get up early. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off by describing the Aretz as a tov v'vohu, because that's a more of a shevach to the women, to the earth that came earlier, even though that wasn't its natural tendency to do so. And only afterwards it talks about the Shemayim, the quote, natural tendency was to get up early. A beautiful understanding of this is that the earth, which represents people, humankind, so we have a Yetzirah. So we're always coming late. We have a tendency to be late. So when we do something with alacrity, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with alacrity, so that's something, an idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to especially praise. In Shemayim, you have the Malachim. The Malachim don't have Bechira Chavshi. The Malachim don't have the opportunity to do anything wrong. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to. So obviously, that's certainly deserving of praise, but at the same time, it's not such a big deal. Therefore, the Shemayim, which rents the Malachim, they're not discussed first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first discusses the Aretz, which deals with man, which is greater than the Malachim, and that we have the potential to go higher, albeit we also have the potential to, Rachman al-Islam, go lower. We continue darshaning, Tanya, we learn the brights of Yossi Omer, Oilem labrios shiros, ve'eno yodos maros. Woes to those people in the world that can see, but have no clue what they're seeing. They stand, omdos, They have no clue, however, what they're standing for. We don't understand what we're standing on. People see the natural wonders of the world, and they just assume that they're there all the time, that they don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Likewise, Ha'aretz, Amash, Amarito, don't see that the land is standing on something, Al Hu'amudim, upon the pillars that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. These are not physical pillars, but Al Shlosh Dvarim, Olam HaMed, Al HaTorah, Al Avodah, Al Gemilus Chasadim. So that's what this is referring to, the pillars that hold up the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us from Iyov again, HaMargiz Eretz Mimakoma, V'Amudel Yispalotzun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Margiz, he angers the world, he shakes up the world from its place, and the Amudim, the pillars that hold up the world, Yispalotzun, they shake, they move because of this awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amudim al hamoyim, the pillars that support the world, they're in water. Shenema liro ka'aretz al hamoyim, to the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu that spread out the land on top of the water, and he created the separate bodies of water and the separate land. So it was originally all water. So this is the pillars of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, the aretz. So they are standing on the water. Likewise, mayim al harim. There's water that's standing upon the mountains. The water is a reference to Torah in the previous pasuk, and the mountains are a reference to the great Gedolei Yisrael from the different generations. They're referred to as Harim. As the pasuk says, also from Tehillim, Shenemar al Harim Yamdumoyim, that on the mountains these waters will stand. In other words, the Torah will be learned by these great giants of Torah. Then it says, Harim Biruah, that the mountains stand upon the wind. Rashi brings down over here, Ma'in and Zeh, so that, what do the two have to do with each other? El Lamedcha, the teacher, Sheharim Omdim al Ruach, that the mountains, these great Gedolei Yisrael, they stand upon the Ruach. What does this mean? That there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh, so to say, inside these people. Shenemar, Kinei Yotze Harim Ubori Ruach. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the one that created these mountains, these great Tzadikim, Ubori Ruach, and he gives them his spirit inside of them. Again, very esoteric ideas. Then it says, Ruach b'sara, that the Ruach somehow stands in this storm, in this Sa'ara. The Sa'ara is an idea of negativity, representing the Yetzirah and all the things that a person can do negative. Shenema Ruach Sa'ara Osa Dvaro, the wind is constantly being impacted and affected upon by the Sa'ara, and Sa'ara Tluy Bezro Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Sa'ara is held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arm, Kaviyocho, Shema Mitacha Zro's Olam. It says that this Sa'ara is underneath the Zro'a, the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Shema Mitacha Zro's Olam, that's where it is. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, this Bryce. That the world stands on 12 pillars. Shenemar, we have a Pasuk in Chumash that tells us in Dvarim Shenemar Yatzev Gulos Amim L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael, that you have the Yatzev, that's the one who set up the borders, Gevulos, of the nations. It's according with the number of B'nei Yisrael, which is a reference to the 12 Shvatim. Others disagree, the Yesh Amim Shiva Amudim, that there are only 7 pillars, and this is based upon Shenemar. The Pasuk says in Mishlei Chotzva Amudel Shiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carved out over here 7 Amudim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua disagrees. Omer al Omud Echad, the Tzadik Shmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the whole world on one Omud, and this is referred to as Tzadik. Shenemar V'Tzadik Yisod Olam. The whole world is supported up by Tzadik. This concept of a righteous individual holds up the entire world. Again, these are extremely deep and esoteric ideas, and we're really, I don't even know if scratching the surface even begins to describe it. So this was a description of Tohu Vavohu. This was the earth. We're describing the earth first, we said in the Psukim. Now we go and describe the Shemayim. Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda tells us, Shnei Rakim Hin, there are 2 skies. There is this concept of 2 Rakiyas. What does this mean? Shneimar, Hein Lashem Elokecha HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim. You have these 2 concepts of Rakia. You have the Shemayim and the Shmei HaShemayim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rish Lakish says, no, there are 7. Rish Lakish Amar Shiva. There are 7 Rakios. Ve'eluhein, and they have names to them. They are as follows: Vilon, Rakia, Shechokim, Zvul, Maon, Machon, and Aravos. And now the Gemara is going to darshan each of these, what they mean. So I didn't translate them now. We're going to now darshan all of this. So when we say the concept of 7th heaven, the person's in 7th heaven, so that's exactly, this concept is what Reish Lakish is referring to, that the common aphorism, people say, oh, he's in 7th heaven. So that means he's in the highest level of heaven, the highest level of happiness. In any event, let's now daven these seven concepts of heaven. Again, very esoteric drushas. We're just going to read the words mostly and try to translate them. So the Gemara begins and tells us that Vilon, this first layer of Shamayim, is Eino Mishamish Klum, has no purpose to it, so to say. Elo, Nichnas Shachris Vyotzi Arvis, except the fact that the day starts, so to say, in the morning, the sun comes in there, and the sun leaves there in the evening. So Nichnas Shachris Vyotzi Arvis. When the sun comes through this layer, you can now see it, and Va'or Nira, Rashi says, and Rashi says it leaves Mecheko from this area, it leaves Umispashit Lamatum in Or, Bahari Olum Choshech, and then it goes beyond the visible area, and the world is now becoming dark. And Zev Chidusho Lamaisa Bereshis B'chol Yom. And this is what it means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Maisa Bereshis B'chol Yom. That's this appearance of the sun and the disappearance of the sun through this area called the lower Rokia of the Shemayim, which is Vilon. Okay. Umechadish b'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis, as the pasuk says, shenema hanoteh chadok shamayim v'yim tochem ko'ohel lo shov. It's a pasuk in Yishai, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the shamayim like a very, very thin vilon, which is a curtain, and he puts it in inside an ohel in order that he should stay there and live there. That's the concept of Vilon. The next layer of Shemayim is Rokia. So, that's where the sun, the moons and the stars, and all the different astrological bodies, so that's where they all stay. That's where they're put in the Shemayim, in this area known as Rokia. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, it's a Pasuk from Bereishis, Shenemar, Vayitain Osam Elokim Barokia HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all of these stars and all of the constellations in the Rokia of the Shemayim. And then it says Shchakim, the next layer of Shemayim. Shebo Rechaim Omdos. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great millstones are. V'tochanos Mon L'tzadikim. And that's where the Mon for the Tzadikim is created. They grind the Mon in this area of Shemayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, a Pasuk from Tehillim. Shenemar Vayitzav Shchakim Mimal. The Shchakim, the millstones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were commanded Mimal up in the Shemayim. V'dalsi Shemayim Pasach. And then the doorways to the Shemayim open up, Vayam Teraleim Mon Lecho V'Gomer, and that's when the Mon comes down. Zavul, the next layer up in Shemayim, you're going from the lower layers up to the higher layers. Zavul, Shebo Yushalayim Beis Hamikdash Mizbeach Bonoi. That's where Yushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and the Mizbeach are all there in that area. Umichol Hasar Hagadol and Michol the Malach, the Sar Hagadol, Omidu Makrivel of Korban. That's where Kaviyachol, the Korbanos in Shemayim, are paralleling the Korbanos that are brought on earth. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, Imlochim Aleph Shenemar Bano Vanisi Beis Zavul. That's this area layer of Shemayim called Zavul. Loch, I built this Shemayim area for you. Mochol Neshivtecha Olamim, and that's the place where you will live there forever. The Shlomo is referring over here to the Beis Hamikdash on this world, and the Shechinah's presence would be here. But corresponding to that, we have this Beis Hamikdash, and we have the city of Yerushalayim Lamala, and the Mizbeach in Shemayim, and that's in this layer known as Zvul. We know along the Ikrei Shemayim, where do you see the Shlomo Melech is alluding to this is also in Shemayim? They'll say, because the Pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, Habet Mishamayim Ure Mizvul Kotchecha V'Sifartecha. Look down from Shemayim and see the Zvul, again, the place, Kotchecha V'Sifartecha, this place in Shemayim known as Zvul. Okay, the next higher layer up is Ma'on. This is the fifth of the seven heavens. And Ma'on is Shebo Kitos Shamalachei Hashores. This is where the various groups of the Malachim, the classes, the groups of the Malachim, the Malachei Hashores, Sha'omer Shiro Balaila, that sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at nighttime, the Choshos Bayom, Mipnei Kvodim Shal Yisrael. But they're silent during the daytime because of, out of respect to the Klai Yisrael, that singing praises then, so they're silent then. As Rashi says, the Klai Yisrael is Mekalsin Bayom. We give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day, and therefore they are silent to give us a chance, so to say, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk also from Tehillim, Shenemar, Yomo Mitzav Hashem Chasto, Ubalayla Shiro Imei. During the daytime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his chesed out, and at nighttime, the angels in Shemayim are singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi explains during the daytime, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzaveh, so Yitzaveh le'malachim lishtok, k'dei la'atzos chesed le'tzrichim chesed. that he asked the malachim to be silent during the daytime, so the people who need chesed, i.e. human beings, they can go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are those people. These are the tachtonim that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the silence to in Shemayim, so that the tachtonim, the people in this world, can sing your praise. If somebody learns Torah at night, so the next day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be extremely kind to him. What is this from? From this pasuk. During the daytime, Hashem commands his mitzvah, there should be chesed. Umatam, why? Because Yom Mitzvah Hashem Chasdo Mishum Uvalaylo Shirami. Because you learned at night. This shira here is a reference to people learning at night, and therefore the next day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much involved in giving them chesed. Alternatively, if a person learns in this world, which is a world of darkness, that's the nighttime that it's a reference to, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him this chut shel chesed, which means li'olam haba, shudom liyom. That's like a day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yom means have Hashem chasdo, alaylo shiroi me. The same pasuk is dashed in this way. Similarly, Omer Rav Levi tells us, "Kol haposek midivrei Torah, va'osek midivrei sicha." If a person stops learning and engages in dvarim b'teilim, in divrei sicha, in words of nonsense, so machilim also gachli resamim. He's going to be given the hottest coals. Gachli resamim are these what are called rosem coals. They're the hottest of coals, and this is based upon the pasuk Shinemar, also from Iyov, "Maluach ale siach." That those who do not learn Torah, so then such people, the shoresh resomim lachma, Hashem will give them something to eat. They'll eat the coals, these very, very hot coals. Now the Gemara, after this little aside, goes back and says, "Minolun, how do we know that the ma'on, the ikrei shemayim, that this fifth level of shemayim is also called shemayim?" So now the pasuk tells us, and this is a pasuk from Devarim. It says, "Hashkifa mimon kachicha min hashemayim." So we see that this ma'on is referred to min hashemayim. Then we go to the next layer higher up, Machon. That sixth layer is called Machon. Shebo Otsros Sheleg, the Otsros Barad. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stores these storehouses of Sheleg, of snow, and these storehouses of the hail. Valias Telolim Royim Valias Agolim. And also over here are held storehouses of the Telolim. These are the dews that are bad. And also the Agolim. These are pools of water that are held over there. The Chadra Shel Sufa Usa'ara, and there's also going to be over there this room filled with Sufa and Sa'ara. Sufa and Sa'ara are various types of winds and storms. Uma'ara shel Kitar, and there's also this cave of Kitar. Kitar is like Kitores, it means these vapors. The Dal Sosein Eish, and the doors to these rooms are made out of fire, as the pasuk tells us also from the end of the Devarim, Yivtach Hashem Emash, Yivtach Hashem Lecha Es Otsaro HaTov. He will open up all these storehouses over here that are good. And the implication from that is that there are storehouses that are not good. As Rashi says, Lamadita Shiesh Lo Otsa Leparanis. From here we see that there is good storehouses, implying if you call some storehouses good, there has to be some storehouses that are not good, they are bad. Someone says, really? Hani Barakia Isnu? Hani Bari Isnu? You tell me these are in Shemayim? These are on earth. Because the pasuk tells us from Tehillim, Halus Hashem mino aretz. We should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the earth. Taninim v'chol tohomos. All of these giant creatures of the waters, these sea creatures from the depths. Eish ubarak shele v'kitar. Now this is these four descriptive terms that we said were storehouses in Shemayim. It seems to be the eish, the barak, the shele, and kitar are storehouses here on earth. Ruach saro sedvaro with those stormy winds that we just said. So this seems to all be here on earth. So how do we touch that up? So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rava. Rav Yehuda Amar Rava tells us, David bikesh aleihem rachamim v'orid l'aretz. David begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, in Shemayim, they're too powerful, bring them down to this world. And furthermore, Amar l'fanav, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu further, Ribono shel Olam, lo kel chafetz resh ato. You're not a God that wants bad things to happen. Lo yigurcha ra. Now, we have the Girsa b'migurecha, but that's just an incorrect word. So lo yigurcha ra, you don't want to be with evil, which means tzaddik ato Hashem, you Hashem are a tzaddik. Lo yogur b'mugurcha ra. Here we have the words b'mugurcha, you don't want in your place there to be ra. So in Shemayim, we are dwelling, so to say, remove the ra and bring it down to this world. And again, the Gemara asks the question, how do we know that this area of Machon is ikrei Shemayim, imnolo dikrei Shemayim? The pasuk says, dechsev. The pasuk tells us from Melachim Aleph as well. And the pasuk is read, "V'atot tishma haShemayim mechon shiftecha." So mechon is a place that is in Shemayim. Okay. Reish Lakish continues and he tells us the seventh heaven, or the seven that he says, Aravos, that is known as Aravos. What is this? What occurs over there? Shabbat Tzedek, Mishpat, Utstaka. Tzedek, righteousness, Mishpat, Din, and Staka, charity, are found over there. Ginze Chayim, Viginze Shalom, Viginze Bracha. That is all found over there, these various aspects of good things. The storehouses of Chayim, of life, of peace, and of bracha. The nishmosin shel tzadikim, this is where the nishamos of the tzadikim are placed, the ruchos u'nishamos she'osid libaros, and that's all the ruchos and the nishamos, that's where all the future nishamos are stored until they're brought into this world. Now, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it does talk about a place where it says that Mashiach will not come until all of the neshamos that are in this area called Guf, which is a storehouse in Shemayim, are used up. So it's possible that this is where also this Guf, this area known as Guf, this storehouse known as Guf, is located. I'm not 100% sure about that, but the Gemara in Avodah Zarah does seem to say that there is this place in Shemayim where the neshamos are stored called Guf. In any event, the tal she'osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achios bo meisim is also held over there. The dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and bring about Trias HaMeisim with is also held over there. It's a beautiful kapitel in the Yom Noroim Davening, which tells us that the dew is made actually up of the drool that comes out of the mouths of people that are sleeping when they go to a shir. Now, one might have thought that that's not such a good thing. Falling asleep during the shir, not a good thing. However, the idea here is, and a person who's exhausted and tired after a hard day's work and yet goes out to a shir at night, and albeit he falls asleep during the shir at night, nevertheless, that's a tremendous kiddush Hashem that the person is going out of his way trying to go to a shir, and that jewel that comes out of his mouth, the Kosh Baruch Hu treasures and stores that away, is the tal that will go and create Trias HaMeisim. What a beautiful idea. What's also over there, we said it's Tzedek u'Mishpat. Where do we see that they're there? Dechsev, the Pasuk tells us from Tehillim, Tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. The tzedek and mishpat are in this area known as mechon kisecha. That's where the kiseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, which would be in the uppermost layer of Shemayim in this Aravos area. Then it says stock is there as well. Where do we see this? The pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, Vayabash tzedakah kashirion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wear tzedakah, so to say, is like a suit of armor. And Rashi says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing it, it has to be in his area where he is, which is in the seventh heaven, which would be in this area known as Aravos. Likewise, the Ginzei Chayim is over there as well, because the pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Ki imcha mekor chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with him, again, the mekor chayim, so the source of life. So that's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the seventh heaven. Ginzei Shalom, how do we know that the storehouses of peace are over there? They'll say, because the pasuk says, Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. This pasuk from Shoftim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Shalom to be with him, again, in this seventh layer of heaven. How do we know the Ginzei Bracha there? Dechsev, because the pasuk tells us from Tehillim, it says, Dechsev, Yisaw Bracha Me'es Hashem. Bracha comes from Hashem. And that means it's with Hashem in the seventh layer of heaven. And we've seen the Shmosin Shul Sadikim is present in that layer as well. Dechsev, because the pasuk tells us from Shmuel Aleph, V'haysa Nefesh Adoni Tzurua B'tzurah Chayim Es Hashem Elokecha. So this is a reference over here that Avigail gives to David HaMelech and says that the Nefesh of David HaMelech should be bound together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says that the Tzor HaChayim, that's the neshama of the tzaddikim, should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is in the seventh heaven. That's where the tzaddikim are staying, so to say. And this is an expression that's used all the time. You should be B'Tzor HaChayim. This is an expression we say that Nebuch the Nifter should be B'Tzor HaChayim. Ruchos and neshamos, shasili baros, where we see that all the neshamos that are going to be created, these spirits and neshamos that are going to be created are in that area as well. They'll say it because the pasuk tells us also from Yeshaya, it says, ki ruach milafanai yatov, u'neshamos ani yosisi, that this ruach will be there around me, will be enveloped with me, and the neshamos are also over there. Vital, how do we know that the tal, shasili baros, u'lachis bo, meisim, is also in that layer? They'll say, because the pasuk says, Geshem Nedavos Tonif Elokim. This very generous rain will be over there, put out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachlosko v'nilo atochonanta. And when you're very tired, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it established very, very strongly. Rashi explains over here that this pasuk is referring to Matan Torah, and it says, Kishiyotzu nishmasim, when Chai Sos and Shamas went out at the time of Matan Torah, so it says, Shinema nafshi yotza bidavro, the pasuk in Shirashim tells us that our neshamas left us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Holy Torah, Matan Torah, Ve'nif Aleim Tal Techiyoso. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then put this dew out on us and restored us to life. Shenemar Geshem Nedovos Tonit Elokim. This pasuk is Mishtoi B'Matan Torah B'Mizbor Yokum Elokim Yofutsu Oiva. So therefore, this is a reference over here. This is where this dew is stored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, Sham also as well, Ofanim, Usrafim, Vachayos, HaKadosh Malach Yasharis, all the various angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were in that layer of Shemaim as well, and as well, the Kisei HaKavod, Melech El Chai Rom V'Niso Shochein Aleihem, that the Holy HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his servants, the Malachim, are in that area. Now we have the word Baravos here, but the Bach tells us to delete the word Aravos. Tevas Baravos is Nimchak, because we'll have it actually in a moment. In any event, Shenema, the Pasuk teaches us this, Solu Larochev Boaravos Bioshmo. That's what we see, that this area is called Boaravos. Uminol on Dikre Shemayim. How do we see that this is part of Shemayim? We know it's called Aravos now, but how do we know it's part of Shemayim? So Asi Rechiva, Rechiva, this is Xer Rechava that we have in the word Rechiva. Where does it say Rechiva? Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Solu Larochev Boaravos. It says the Lashon of Rochev over here in regards to the Pasuk that we just said, Bar Rabos, and then Uksiv Hasim, it says as well, in Shemayim, Rocheb Shemayim Biazrecha. So we have this lotion of Rocheb in regards to Shemayim. So the Arabos is in Shemayim. Finally, Reish Lachish says, V'choshech V'onav Arafel Makip and Oso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded in this layer of Shemayim by darkness and clouds and deeper darkness. They all surround the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, Yoshes Choshech Sisro, Sivosov Sukoso. The passage we had earlier, teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us see His full glory, that this darkness, Cheshkes Mayim Ovei Shechokim, through the darkness of the water over here, and all of these different Ovei Shechokim, the clouds over here, and the different layers of Shemayim, they are enclosing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of putting a shield, so to say, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Shemar says, really? Is it darkness in Shemayim? Do we really have such a concept? After all, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Daniel, it tells us, Foxiv, Hu gole amiksa umisatrosa, yoda ma'aba chashocha, unahora ime shra. So what does this mean? This Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, He reveals everything that is deep and dark. He knows what's in the darkness, and He lets the light shine through to remove the darkness. So there doesn't seem to be darkness in Shemayim. How can you tell me over here, Yoshes Choshech Sisro? So Lokash Gemara says, Ha, this pasuk which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Daniel has all the light, and we turn to Yugimel Amad Aleph, that's Bevote Gavoy. That's in the innermost chambers. There's absolute light. However, in the outer chambers, Ha Bevote Varoy, so there you can have darkness. As we discussed earlier in this year, that darkness is, so to say, to prevent us from being able to have the full Gilu Shechina, which would take away any Bechira Chavshi that we have in this world. This is a good break point to stop. I think we all need to take a deep breath. Very difficult and esoteric shir. We're darshing a lot of psukim that we don't really have an understanding over. At least I certainly don't. And Be'ezus Hashem will pick this up tomorrow with a fresh start.